I'm happy to be here tonight. Say you're always happy.
Yes, that's right.
Since I found Jesus, I've always been happy. Are you happy? He makes us happy. My voice weakened or this. So he said, stand close. All right, we're very happy to be here at the closing night of the service. We trust that God will give us the great, marvelous meeting tonight. I'm sorry that this is our last. I mean that to my heart. I am. The only bad thing about these evangelistic services like this is when you have to say goodbye to people. That's hard. Just to get to know you. Just like to get acquainted. And to some of the people here that
more.
He uses my hand. He uses my eyes.
my ear. That's what the Holy Spirit used to do. When you're praising God, if you're born it, when you're lost in the Spirit, praising God. See what I mean? And if I should try to use one speck of my own fault, it would be wrong. I must depend fully upon the Holy Spirit, upon the angel of God. Therefore, I only can speak as He speaks. And He can only speak as you believe. Now, I do not expect everybody to believe. This is special. Many people are very jealous of God, very jealous of the church. They believe their church. They believe God, but if there is a supernatural being operating in a human being today, that's beyond anything they can say. But that's where the truth is. Now that is the truth, and God is my supreme judge. That's where the truth is. Therefore, people have their own ways brought out to see what they think that they're going to be and where it's going to be. They'll come just according to that. They won't believe it. And that's the reason they had their way. They thought the way Jesus was coming first. They had it all mapped out. He was going to come in, take over the Roman Empire, and scatter everything, and set all the world stages. But he didn't come that way. And God usually brings things different than what we've got mapped out. The mind of the truth to reveal it to faith such as the Lord. Now, why I'm here is this. Why I go up here tonight? Why I'm going to do all things yesterday? Maybe you can't be taken to the and over to California, down to Australia. Leaders from Jerusalem are telling me to be able to go just to come from them. But our millions of questions go to the Jewish people. Out of the country for 2,500 years, receiving your academic paper, today they're returning back. They read these Bibles in Hebrew. Well, if this Jesus is the Messiah, we look at the Word, it looks all right, but let us see Him do a sign. See that little heart of you. Jesus said, except you see signs, you won't believe. They're wanting to see Jesus on the Bible. Do a sign for them to prove that He was the prophet sent from God. Oh, brothers and sisters, in your prayers, don't forget this. That's going to come before those Jews to get them assembled together, that Jesus will come down and do signs and wonders on the cross, that Israel might believe on the Lord Jesus. I believe 20,000 of them say. We're nearing the end of the time. You people are the ones that are sick. You're the ones that are needy. And I'm the one that is necessary for you. I will have to answer for what I tell you. Therefore, I must be sincere. And when you see God performing any miracle as a practice here, just remember that what He does here, He wants to do there, down there, out here, and here, and over here. He wants to do it everywhere. Please believe me tonight. And as you see Him working, if He tells one person here on the platform the things of their life, remember He knows everything that's in your heart. Do you believe that? He knows your thoughts before you think. all had today. But Jesus is dead. And the man obeyed what he told him to do. And he came back receiving his sight and he smiled, not because of the dead, not because of the mud, but because he believed what Jesus told him was the truth. That time? Now that's what you've got to believe today.
God bless you all. They looked and lived. Did you notice this, brother and sister? Bible in 1 Corinthians 12, where the gifts are made known. When it comes to healing, it's in the plural, gifts of healing, prophecy, one. But when it comes to healing, it's gifts of healing. Many different ways God does. And He's always, since the beginning, as far as we know, has had a way for healing, divine healing for His church. Hasn't that right? In the journey, the wilderness, along the back in the days of Abraham, how He healed Sarah being barren. He's been the miraculous working God all down through the ages. And if He has been down through the ages, and then coming here to the closing of all ages, should He be little Himself and weaken His power and say there's no more to it? God forbid. He's more mightier now and promised to be than He ever was through the ages. Back in those days, while there wasn't as many people, the gifts wasn't needed as much as they are now. Just think, friend, that in the ministry that I have had for the Lord alone, I've seen many, many, many times more miracles performed than written in the Bible. That Jesus Christ has done in these 3 years in one unit, one group of His ministry. One group, He's done more miracles than has been written in this Bible. Everything that could be written in the Bible except leprosy that I know of has been healed. Even to 3 specific cases of people who are pronounced dead are living tonight healthy and strong. Who did that? Jesus Christ. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And He's here tonight. And He, Jesus, was the rock that was in the wilderness that followed the children of Israel. And the rod that Moses had in his hand, it was not the rod of Moses. It was the rod of God. God's judgment rod. Moses held it out over Egypt and flies came up. He held it out and fleas came up. And wherever he had done with this rod, it was the judgment rod. It brought judgment upon the disobedient people. And the rock was Christ, the substitute for sin and sickness. And Moses took the judgment rod and smote the rock to bring forth water. Therefore, it was the judgment rod of God that smote Jesus and killed Him, the innocent one, and brought from Him flow the Holy Spirit to a perishing people now that we'd have life. No more do we smite the rock, but we speak to the rock. And what's the nouns and pronouns? He said, speak to the rock, and it shall bring forth His, personal pronoun, His water. Speak to the rock, and it shall bring forth His water. Maybe some of those poor Israelites that left garlic and onion to eat angels' food and was complaining about it. They left the muddy waters of Egypt to drink from the fountain of life and were complaining about it. They had left the boasted positions of Egypt to be with the great position and was complaining about it. They had left a bunch of people that leave the days of miracles were past to be with a bunch of people, believe that all things were possible. possible and still complaining about it. Isn't that just like the church today? Come out of Egypt. Come out of the world. Out of your new glorious church of the living God, the firstborn. And while we have those trials, God asks us to believe and hold on, we still complain about it. Now notice, another thing they have done. They left the people back there that had no sign to live under a pillar of fire and a cloud and was complaining about it. No wonder the waters of the fire was cut off. That's what commands the church today. There's too much grumbling about things. Complaining. Be satisfied and keep moving on, pressing on. And when the water supply got cut off, God asked them to go speak to the rock and it would bring forth its water. Now tonight, the only thing you have to do is speak to the rock and it will bring forth his water. And if you're on speaking terms with him tonight, how many don't speak in terms with the rock tonight? Let's see your hand. Fine. Now I want you to speak to him about your condition, about your body, and he'll bring forth a healing waters of life flowing through you freely that you can be healed tonight. Do you believe that? God bless you. And make you a blessing to others. Now, where is the sick people? Are these from this aisle and this aisle and out here? Is that right? Well, notice. How many of you here are sick tonight supposed to be prayed for?
Every single, every chair, and left. 15%. Number one to
number 15, 9 comes first. And now, look at this lady here in the picture. Let me see what the picture is. And that horse back there also. And the man is sitting there with their keys in his hand. Ladies, you can see all their numbers are. They are all in there. Then you just stay here. See what you do. And that brings them not out. Right down before they go. Very lovely. Can't get up. Diagnosing her case, talking to her still in a soft tone.
Being able to tell you what is wrong and the desire all these things that you have done. You think then God will let me walk in your future? Are you worthy? You believe that?
Yes.
That is right. All right. I'm going to ask our Lord Jesus upon that confession to heal you and to make you well, and then to direct me in my thought. Not let me use my mind, but the Spirit to use my mind to tell you now what for the future. You'll believe me. Our Heavenly Father, you're here to make known all things, and there's nothing but what you do know. We all know that, Lord, that you're God. There's no secrets nowhere. And now this woman standing here, perfect stranger, never seen her in my life, but feeling the Holy Spirit near, dear, walk up here, rather mysterious to her to see what was happening, and then to be able to look down through her past life and tell her the very things of her life back there. Tell her her trouble and what's wrong with her. Oh, Christ, that's what makes us feel happy. You're here manifesting yourself. And now, Father, she's made this confession to thy servant, knowing that she was not made to be but to you, believing that she was here, and I'm asking you with all my heart to heal her tonight. May this trouble flee from her and may she be perfectly normal and well. Your testimony great in her interest, but may she be even with many souls. We ask this peace in Jesus. Or we ask this in Jesus. Our demon has bound for us. Name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Right. You may raise your head off. Now, I, by God's grace, will tell you what has been. I tell you what I want you to do. I pray God never give you rest in your soul until you have really surrendered completely to Him. I believe that you will do that, by the way. Your heart will never be gone. And now you go and give yourself completely to Him. Live a victorious life. Forget about all your surroundings and what people are telling you. Don't listen to that. You go listen to what I told you now. Live happy. God bless you, my son. God bless you. Thank you, sister dear. Let's say praise the Lord, everybody. That word here. That's all right. You want to say praise the Lord like that? That's okay. Must be worshipped in spirit and in truth. Is that right? And when you went out in the world, my youth say everything back and put up the back of your hand for the ending. And God bless you. You pass by instead of a word. The courage of the lady laying here together. Isn't that wonderful when you go to know someone else about that? Now, a lady knows God, and I know her, never to see her in my life. But when she comes here, the Holy Spirit is here to her, revealing the things of her life. Comes right now, she commits God's will to his and God makes it known. You believe that already? Believe that it's time. Watch it, and be ready. You have to be ready to be a part of it. Receive the things of God. I'm trying to find out.
is an elderly lady now, number two. Diagnosing her case.
Any other? Yes.
raise your hand. Raise your hand and say, praise the Lord. All right, well, I'm just needing to be. Let's say, praise the Lord.
Because the devil has given superpower. If the devil can give a man power,
A million times your power. He is your strength and your help. Do you believe that? Have faith in God, and you do this for me. But first, Pastor, from now to this time on, when you feel something move through you, when you do that, you come up from here, warm and warm. Be well. I'm leaving after your faith in God. When you feel in your heart that God has blessed you, it seems good. I see what's wrong. I can't experience it and thank you for the truth. But I can't tell you just that. But I couldn't say you're an evil, but I see you're an evil. You're becoming alive around you, and I know you're an evil. And that's it. It's over. Oh, isn't he marvelous? The Holy Spirit ever on the people? Be just in prayer everywhere. Master, you can get there. Next to the lady out there, she can see if she wants to go over there. You've got to come into her heart when you're bringing it up there. You're trying to find out. I don't know what it is yet, but I think you're trying to contact God.
Change.
Look like it's going first.
Yes. Yes. Our trouble. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He should have had yes. How did he know? God showed him. Amen.
Blessing him wonderfully.
You believe